What up, what up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. And it's been a while, but I had little things going on in my life, you know. Had a little fender bender. I withdraw my resignation from my job. Oh my God. Like, I really wasn't ready to leave. I mean, I work with so many wonderful people. I want to talk about this product that I discovered, and it's really more so like for women who are looking for a deodorant that works just as good as the bad stuff. And meaning that, like with Suave and Dove and different things like that, we're looking for a deodorant. See, a lot of people don't know, a lot of times women are affected with breast cancer because of the poisons that are in deodorant. And you know, a lot of times we become immune to learning the truth about stuff. So I wanted promote this. I'm not getting paid to promote this deodorant, but I have been trying different deodorants like Tom's and some other deodorant. I can't remember. I can't even remember what the other one was. But anyway, this one gave me a rash up under my arms because it was too harsh as far as because of the baking soda that it had in it. But it worked. Oh, it worked. It worked. But it was a little bit too, it gave me a rash and it cleared up or whatever. But I have one that's called 24 Hour Crystal Mineral Deodorant Roll-On Unscented, no aluminum, no chlorohydrate, and none of that bad stuff that they put in deodorant. And it actually lasts 24 hours. So I do not be funky. You know what I'm saying? It don't have a scent. It don't have a nice lavender or anything else like some other ones. Now this, you can find this in Walmart. You can find it for around maybe $3.57, I think I paid for it. I'm not sure, but it's around $3 or $4. And it really works. And I'm trying to wing myself off of that bad deodorant. I know us ladies, we're used to being dry and feeling good and all that kind of stuff. But this is a roll-on. It is wet. It does get dry. And it does work. It works for me so far. So I'm going to try some other brands to see, you know, because it's hard to find a natural deodorant without the toxins in it to give you that, to keep you dry and not musty. Okay, so I just want to promote this. It's 24 hours crystal mineral deodorant roll on. You can find it at Walmart. This is where I found mine, at Walmart, in your in the soap and deodorant aisle. So check it out and let me know. Let's start the show. Hey everybody, this is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today is May the 9th. I just want to say hey to all my new listeners out there and my co-workers who supported my channel. I appreciate y'all listening to it. So today's topic is about tacky women. Yes, tacky women. What I mean by tacky women, I mean the women that come out the house with pajama pants on with no drawers on. Women that goes, you know, that wear pajama shorts to the library with no drawers on. Yes, I see this type of shit every day and it don't make no sense. Women walking out of the house with bras, with no bra on, with their breasts hanging long and low, jingling, swinging everywhere. I don't understand this, ladies. And the bad thing about this is that I hate to say it. It's a lot of times the women of color. I hate to say it. I work in a public library and these women come in here with no drawers on, with like bedroom pajama boxer shorts on. They don't care. And people want, and people wonder why they're starting to put bans on women, mothers going to school with bonnets and t-shirts on, t-shirt dresses on, and nobody want to see you in public like that. My mom used to embarrass me a lot when I was a kid. And trust what I say, your kids don't like you coming up to the school looking like Auntie Mama on crack. Nobody wants to see their mama with a bonnet and some flip-flops, some tight-ass flip-flops, and no drawers on, no bra. You coming up to a school or going to a public library looking ratchet as hell. What the fuck is wrong with you ladies? You know what I'm saying? Like, have y'all lost y'all damn minds? You know what I'm saying? And then you get upset if somebody looking at you or rolling their eyes at you or talking about you. You get upset and getting your feelings. Nobody wants to see that. That is disgusting. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, it don't take no time to put a bra on, some drawers, and wash your face before you go out in public. It don't take no time. It may be about 5 minutes of your day just to put on a bra, a pair of panties. Hell, you can put on some dirty ass panties. If you ain't got no clean ones, just put on some damn panties. You know? Like, I don't get it. Like, what makes you think that people want to see you in that capacity? What makes you think that, you know, because I don't get it. Is it just me or I'm over-exaggerating? I mean, you know, I don't get me wrong. When I was young and in my prime, yeah, I've had one of those couple of days where I had some like little booty shorts on and thought I was cute. But guess what? I had somebody bring me back to reality very quick. And they told me, where the hell are you going without some drawers on? And I was like, you know, I'm just going to the store. Sometimes people got to learn common sense. Sometimes people just think that's just the way of the world. Like, they can just do whatever they want to do and it's not offending nobody. Which it shouldn't offend nobody, but it does. People get offended when people, like, I'm one of those type of people. I hate body odor. I hate HBO. I hate it with a passion. I do not want to smell your body odor. If I smell it, I know damn well you smell it. My grandma taught me that a very long time ago, that if you smell yourself, trust me, somebody else smells you. Okay? Okay, girl. Mm-hmm. I smell you. Okay? So, ladies, let's get it together. We, you know, I don't know. It's a lot. I think that a lot of times people get caught up with trends and get caught up with, they don't care about themselves anymore. Well, you know, I mean, everybody goes through this. Everybody has their way when they let go. You know what I'm saying? But I really feel like I'm getting tired of seeing women of color like this. I'm really getting tired of seeing it because you're making us look bad. You really are. I understand you might have, you know, everybody gonna have that bad hair day. Everybody gonna have that bad day. Like, I'm just gonna go to the store and come back, whoop de whoop, boom, 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 and not think about it. But when it's like a daily routine that you're waking up and I'm washing your face, or, you know, because I've been in stores where it looked like the cashier, she just rolled out of bed without washing her face, brushing her teeth, got ashy ass hands, giving me my change back. Like, I'm like, damn, like, I'm self-conscious. Like, when I see people doing stuff, I try to make sure those type of things are taken care of before I walk out the house, because I deal with the public every day. And I try to, you know, try to keep my hygiene on point, especially me being a fluffy girl. I definitely don't want nobody smelling me. Okay, girl. All right. Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. So, ladies, let's get our shit together. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you gotta get glammed up, because I hate those bitches that wear 10 pounds of makeup and they work at fucking Walmart. I understand a makeup artist. I understand an actress. I understand you going to a gala or going to some type of party, but to wear 10 pounds of makeup on your face, you ain't beat your face to the gods just to stand at a goddamn cash register. Nah, I'm not finna waste that time and energy, and I'm not. No. I don't have nothing against you. You want to look good. You want to look glammed out. I just don't think that's the right appropriate place to be looking glammed out. And me personally, I don't like wearing a lot of makeup because it's too damn hot and I don't want to be looking like mud pies on my face, okay? I don't want to look like I'm melting, you know what I'm saying? So That's another thing that irks me. I just can't stand it. And I can't stand to see a woman with a hot ass, nappy ass weave in her head when it's fucking hot outside. Get your shit together. Get your mind right. And if you got friends and they around you and they let you walk out of the house looking like a hot mess, they're not your friends. They're not your friend. I don't want to hear, I didn't want to say nothing. She grown. She can do whatever she want. Who am I to tell her what to do? Oh, my God. No. You need to tell your friend, hey, you look like a hot mess. Go put a damn cap on your head or slick your hair back in a ponytail. You know? Tacky-ass people. We have them all around us. We do. We do. Some people really be thinking they be looking good, but they be tacky as hell. Like women wearing lace front wigs and not wearing them properly. Just don't buy a lace front. If you're not going to wear a lace front wig the proper way, don't fucking buy it. Please, Jesus, don't. You know, so this is just getting some stuff off my chest. So I just want to say thank you for listening and thank you for being my friend. So, I'm signing off. I'm about to hit the bed. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I wanted to record an episode. So, peace out. This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. And I hope to speak to you later. Signing off. Peace out.